Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hey, welcome back, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur here. Hey, I want to just congratulate you once again for being here this week. Hey, so excited that now that we are well beyond episode 100, excited for the direction that we're moving. I'm excited for the fact that there's so many more of you every day, every week. I see more and more of you guys following, listening, learning. I appreciate the feedback you're giving. By the way, check out our website, moneyripples.com. There are some blogs on there. I do a blog occasionally, although I'm putting more of my focus on podcasting. But definitely there's some blogs there. There's great stuff that I offer that can help you out. Also, event-wise, I'm not going to be doing an event till next year. So, you know, hang tight. Looking like next spring, probably mid-March, I'll be doing another event. So be looking for that as well. Today, I want to talk about, I've had a few conversations I want to do, a few different episodes, but this is one that keeps coming up because I see it in my newsfeed on Facebook. I see it from people that I respect a lot, and I want to just bash it. So I want to just really come out, not necessarily bash the person, but, you know, really hit this myth. And this is something that I've seen happen so much, and something that's big. And I mentioned in the last episode, and so I figured it's good to expound upon it today because I think there needs to be a change. You know, just like with money. I mean, I refer to myself often as being an anti-financial advisor because I'm teaching people against it. I mean, even my own clients have a hard time trying to call me a financial advisor because they don't want people to think I do what financial advisors do all the time, which is typically sell you products. But I usually do the opposite. Instead, you know, even though we talk about all those things, you know, I'm talking about how do we create cash flow today, right? You know, how do we get your money working for you so you're not always working for money and things like that. And so I'm really against the grain, obviously. And this is something I'm also against the grain because, you know, I realized this at first in 2006 when I had first retired, you know, and it's interesting because when I done that, when I got to that place, it was such a weird place to be because I didn't expect it to happen that easily. But what had to happen and what had to change was my mindset about how I saw time, how I saw money. And your relationship with time and money must change. Because I'll tell you, there's a myth out there that believes that somehow you've got to be busy. You got to be going after it and going after your dreams and going hard like 24/7, you know, and you got to be working like 60 to 80 hours a week if you're in business and things like that. And I'm not saying that when you first build a business, it doesn't take a lot of work and a lot of time and effort sometimes. I'm not saying that at all. But I've noticed that many people that are even successful get in the habit of being busy. And they feel like they got to be working lots and lots of hours. And what ends up happening is a few things will happen. I mean, one, they pretty much do this at the sacrifice of their own personal life. And so they kind of lose lifestyle a little bit. They get some cool things and they'll post on Facebook. But in reality, they're burning out. And that's what usually happens, that these people will burn out. They'll want to just, you know, they'll run hard and then they'll want to take a break really hard and they come to a screeching halt. And it's really hard to do that. And this is kind of like when I ran a marathon. If you listen to one of my previous episodes about life lessons I've learned from running a marathon and what they could apply to business, it's the same thing. If you just go running full out and you're just running full speed ahead, you're going to start cramping up when it's most critical. And the same thing happens in business. It's not that you can't go after it. It's not that you can't be passionate, but you got to stop thinking that you've got to work your tail off for years and years and years and years, and then somehow you'll be able to take a break because it doesn't work that well. And fortunately for me, I mean, I realized this not just in 2006, but then, you know, I started going down this path of thinking that he had to be busy, you know, and I was working, you know, even just a few years ago, probably 40 to 50 hours a week getting Money Ripples going. But what I realized is that a lot of that stuff was really just extra filler stuff. I was trying to make my business more complex than it actually was. And I wonder how many other people are like that too, is where their business doesn't have to be that complex. You know, I started thinking that, you know, obviously, like, I still believe that I am like the kind of like the abundant equivalent of a Dave Ramsey for people that are business owners or people that are investors, right? Because most people that are business owners or investors cannot follow that kind of advice. It's too scarcity minded, and it also is too limiting, and you can't really create financial freedom from that standpoint. And so, I still have that passion. I still want to be that voice, but I'm not stressing over it anymore. You know, I used to be so stressed about trying to be that voice and to be that guy that whenever business owners thought of a financial advisor, they would think of me, right? And I started to realize that that's fine and all, but once I started doing what I felt naturally was right for me and just start going in my lane and doing my thing, it's funny how those opportunities kind of show up anyways. You know, and just like my listenership here is growing. It's not because I'm spending thousands and thousands of dollars on this podcast. It's not because I'm spending thousands and thousands of dollars on Facebook ads and everything else to try to get my name out there. All I'm doing is simply trying to add value to your life, create value, serve, and do a lot of stuff here. But I had to realize that there's activities that I'm doing that are productive, and then there's activities that aren't productive. And I learned this, especially after going through a divorce last year, that I had to really narrow it down. I had to really pare it down. And so it got me back in that mindset again of, hey, how do I get back to that, you know, 4-hour type work week that I had before in like 2006? And that's where you've got to look for other streams of income and ways to do that in your business that's leveraged. It could be in your business. And the thing is, if you're in business already, if you're a business owner, great. You have one of the easiest ways to create income streams without having to work hard, presuming you set up your business and structure it correctly. If you set it up right, you can do it that way. Now, there's also the flip side. You know, if you're not a business owner, you know, there are ways to do it. It usually takes money to make money, or it takes some sort of other intellectual property or capital. And in fact, I think I'll mention some of this. I'll probably mention some of this in another episode about ways to create additional income streams. You know, other things we can do that can do that, because there's ways to create income through your business. There's ways to create income through intellectual property, whether that's through your business or through something else. You can make money online. You can make money through investments. You can make money in so many different places that are so much better. But this is really like, you got to get out of this mind of busyness. Business does not equate to busyness, and busyness doesn't necessarily create business. So yes, sometimes in business you can be busy, but being busy does not necessarily mean that you have a great thriving business. I know somebody that I've even seen recently, they're trying to really push for multiple 7 figures in their business, and their business has grown, but boy, oh boy, are they burned out? Like, I've watched them age in just a year. Now, I've aged from stress before too, for different stresses, but I'll tell you, like, they are aging because of their business. They are pushing so hard, they're almost forcing it. And whenever you try to force something, you got to work extra hard, multiple times harder than you do if you just do it naturally. And you got to do it what's natural to you. And there's many of you that I think you see people out there and they look like they're getting after it. You might even look at me and think I'm out there and I'm all over the place. And I get that all the time. People are like, you're everywhere. The honest truth is, I'm most of the time, like right now, in my pajama pants and a t-shirt. So, or workout pants or shorts or something like that. You know, I don't, you know, now that's the beautiful thing about doing podcasts, right? Yeah, you might think I look like I'm in a nice, you know, dress shirt or whatever. And occasionally I do. But you know what? The honest truth is, I do this when I feel inspired. I do this when it feels right. And I think that's the key too. So for me, the things I had to knock out, things that were extra busyness that weren't necessarily productive. Well, big one was networking groups. I was a part of several networking groups, and even if they might have been once a week or once a month, the thing is it adds up and you start throwing in travel time and trying to do things that way. Hey, I'm all about networking. You know that. You know I'm all about relationships. If you've listened to this show, relationships are essential for success. But I'll tell you, there are so many ways you can create that from home. You can do that from your phone. You can do that from the internet over Skype or whatever it might be. I'm actually creating some amazing relationships right now, and we've never met each other face-to-face. And some of them we met face-to-face, like in another state, but it's not like we have to get together belly-to-belly all the time. There are ways to connect and really create with people. I'm still all about being face-to-face with people. However, I will tell you that if you believe that's your limitation, that you have to get out of the house, and you got to, as I used to hear people say all the time a few years ago, put yourself out there or get yourself out there. If you're saying that phrase, you probably will never see it because that you're assuming that you have to go to networking groups because you have to get yourself out there or put yourself out there. That's not the reason. You can get yourself out there in so many ways. People can get to know you without you having to be out there. Now, I'm not saying don't do any networking. I'm not saying that at all. Don't take this to the extreme. But what I'm saying is limit it to the most productive activities. If the networking group is actually giving you good leads, the people that you want to serve, if you know who you want to serve and they're giving you good leads, then great, do that. And by the way, that's a big thing. Somebody asked the other day, they're like, hey, I'm looking for speaking engagements. What do you recommend? Who do I talk to? Well, who's your avatar? Who's your target market? Who are you talking to? That's key. If you don't know that, then you're going to be just guessing. You're going to be just throwing things out everywhere, like throwing spaghetti on a wall or throwing, you're just hoping that you throw darts randomly and it might hit a bullseye. You don't want to do that. Like, you don't want to be so, you know, haphazard that way. But look at it instead of, okay, who am I serving and is this productive? I had to keep doing that. When I started to focus on who I was serving, I realized there's a lot of people that I love, a lot of groups that I love. They're just not my people, and they're just not the people that I need to be spending a lot of time going to meet and serve and everything else. I believe that you truly, when you broadcast out that message, I believe we all have energy. We all have this message that we're broadcasting, whether it's abundance or scarcity, whether we want pain or pleasure, happiness or sadness, we broadcast things, right? And if you're broadcasting and tuning in to the person that you're serving, you're tuning into those people, you'll find out so much better. And I've been getting a lot of people lately, especially those that, you know, might be in business, some that aren't, but mostly people I get are in business. And a lot of them feel like they're making good money, but they feel like they're still working their tail off for it. And you know what? I don't like that. And I like that even lately, I've been attracting people that haven't been. They still work hard, but they make great money. And they start to realize, like, wait a minute, this is good, but now I'm just going to the next phase. I need to manage my money. Everything's up-leveling in my life. I need to up-level my team, my money, everything. And it's cool and exciting to see that you tend to broadcast who you are and you attract who you are. So be careful of that. Like, watch for that. Watch who you're really talking to. I used to talk to so many groups that people were kind of confused. They would come to me and then I realized, like, oh, you're not really a great fit. Why do these people keep coming to me that aren't a great fit? Well, it's because I was broadcasting because I wanted to serve everyone. Here's the thing. And a mentor, I remember, told me this in a mastermind group I went to once. He said, Chris, who can you serve? Like, how many people can you serve? Can you serve everybody? I said, well, I don't know what you mean by that. He says, well, can your information help everyone? I said, well, yeah, of course. He's like, but Chris, can you help everyone? Well, no, I don't have the capacity myself to do that. Even if I hire a team, I'm still limited by that team. He says, exactly. So Chris, even though you know you can help everybody, who do you want to help? Who do you want to serve? That's the first thing you need to understand. Get clarity on who you're serving. Get clarity on those that you want to be around, those that you know you can help best. You know, the reason that my average numbers are going up is because I'm, again, honing in on the people that get the biggest results in my program. Now, I still have other things for people that I'm like, hey, you know what, my program, one thing I tell people all the time is like, hey, if you do my program, like, I don't want to let you in unless I know I can make your money back within that year. If not, then we have to work out something else or have you do some other program. And so there's been people I'm like, you know what? I can't, you know, honestly justify, you know, this tuition for you to be able to do my program. However, you can do this and I know you'll make that money back, you know, and that's for me, that's for my integrity's sake, because, you know, I'm that type, you know, that's just what I want. Like, I want to have a good, clear conscience when I work with people. You know, it's funny. I actually had an email come just the other day from somebody that says, you know what? You're full of BS. Like, I know you. I know this. By the way, this person was totally anonymous. And they used like a kind of like a fake email address and stuff because they weren't anybody I knew. They're like, yeah, they even signed off with their name. They said, somebody who used to work with you. They're like, yeah, you're totally full of BS. And I feel sorry for the people that listen to your stuff. They're like, and you didn't really retire. And, you know, you were in debt and everything else. I'm like, actually, you know what? One, I did have the ability to retire. Two, yeah, I did go in that hole and it was dang hard, but that's also how I created the whole cash flow program. And I'm very open about that. And because of that, people have saved millions of dollars. And I just kind of told them, I said, like, yep. And you know, I practice what I preach. And yeah, some of the things you just accused me of is not even true. And in fact, if you had worked with me and if you did know who I was, you would know that the things you say weren't actually true. So, thanks. You just made me actually more convinced of how awesome what I teach and what I do is. Because that's the thing, is like, you know, the people I've been serving, the people I help, I mean, if they take the advice I do, they get the results. And that's because, again, I focus on the people that I knew I could help best. When you really wrap your mind around those people, and then you go and serve them. It's amazing how you'll find those people easier. They'll come out of nowhere. I've had several of you, you know, approach me from the podcast saying, Chris, I think I need you. Like, I need this stuff. Like, I need to know what you know. I need the cash flow stuff. I need to figure out how to get my money making money for me so I can have other additional cash flow income streams and things like that. Like, those, you guys just keep popping up everywhere. And it's not like this show is like the number one show of all time. You know, it's not like I'm like, you know, a Pat Flynn or something like that. Hey, I wouldn't mind getting there. But you know what? Like, I'm totally happy just creating value, serving whoever's listening right now. And the thing is, like, the people that I serve best keep coming and keep showing up. And so, yeah, my business has been the best it's ever been, but I'm working less hours than I've worked for years. It's awesome. You know, I even joked with my wife this week. I said, man, like, I've actually had, this is probably like the one of the busier weeks because I had to do some certifications for my insurance licenses because I still hold an insurance license. And so I had to do the continuing education, which is, you know, 24 hours of education. And yeah, I did it probably about 10 to 12. So I told her, I kind of joked with her. I was like, man, I'm hitting like a 25-hour week. This is exhausting, you know, that I've had to work that much. And, you know, so it's kind of cool. I mean, like, I like the fact that I can work 5 to 10 hours a week legitimately, because I'm focused on the activities that work, because I focus on who I'm serving. And I do that. I say no to opportunities that don't serve me. And I say yes to the ones that do. And I say yes much less than I say, no. I say no a lot more than I say yes. So the point is this, is if you know who you're serving, and then two, you focus your activities around that, do just what's essential, what's productive, still be forward thinking, focus on your business, focus on what can help you keep making money. So you keep that pipeline coming with new customers and new clients. Keep doing that. That's awesome. But I'll tell you, most activities that people I see doing are doing a lot of busy work that really don't add to their bottom line. They don't add money to their pocket. They don't really serve people. They're all this back end work. And sometimes they're trying to create this massive back end to their business when it doesn't really need it. The fact comes down to is that it's about how you create value for people. Now, the back end systems need to be there to help serve people, but they may not have to be as complex as you think. You don't have to create a corporation, like a massive corporation, to do what you're doing, possibly. Some of you might, but I bet you the majority of you don't. So focus on that. Focus on who you're serving and where you go about finding the right people and you, how you communicate that message to them. Talk to them. All wealth is created through conversations. That is key. However you best talk to them, whether it's through, like I mentioned last time, whether it's through, you know, visual, like video, whether it's through audio, like podcasts or audio, you know, type of programs, whether it's through written content, whatever it is that you do best, that people resonate with you most, respond to most, do that. Hone in on that. And do those kind of activities. And you'll find you won't have to work nearly as hard and you can still make more money. So that's my message to you guys this week is that focus on what works. Focus on what works for you. Don't be busy. Be productive. Those are not the same thing. Focus on being productive and stop being busy. Stop running with your head cut off. Focus on serving people. And I'm telling you, you do it the right way. And pretty soon people will be attracted to you because you're not forcing it. You'll have lifestyle. You'll have the hours that you want. You can work the lifestyle that you want and have the life that you want. I'm telling you, it is all possible. Despite what all the naysayers say, it's possible. I'm here as a living proof of that. It is possible. No matter what obstacles come up, you can still create the life that you want. This is Chris Miles here signing off. Make a great and prosperous week. We'll see you guys.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.